about the wrecking machine. Change it up on the jukebox. Dance me up on the jukebox.
Jukebox.
Juke Jones. Got a jukebox.
We had Spike Jones.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, a tribute to three remarkable artists from very different walks of life in the entertainment world, all of whom left a mark. The recording engineer who made the Blue Note sound, Rudy Van Gelder. The inimitable comic genius of Gene Wilder. And to begin, the harmonica player and guitarist who occasionally made cameos on pop hits and television and movie soundtracks, Toots Thielemann. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience. Jean-Baptiste Frédéric Isidore Baron Thielemann, known to the world as the genial virtuoso of guitar and harmonica, Toots Thielemann, has passed away in his early 90s. The Belgian musician was known for creating some themes in unusual places, the movie theme of Midnight Cowboy and the TV theme of Sesame Street, and some guest appearances on pop records, one of which we'll hear in a moment. But first, credit to a couple of his great early jazz albums on the Signature label in 1960, and paying tribute to one of his heroes, Django Reinhardt, on Nuage. And from a record on Riverside from 1957 and 58, Jean Thielemann, A Bunch of Jazzers, and Grooving on East of the Sun. Now, as for that cameo, it was on Billy Joel's smash from 1984 called Leave a Tender Moment Alone on the Vinyl Experience. Toots Thielemann, remembered on the Vinyl Experience. That record by Billy Joel was produced by the great Phil Ramone, who was one of the disciples of a guy who didn't produce but recorded jazz, and he did it in his own home, and he created a convivial atmosphere where musicians could get to know each other, lay down tracks in a relaxed way, and trust him to get the sound right. He was Rudy Van Gelder, last man standing of the great recording studios from this era. He died also in his early 90s, and his home in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, was the birthplace of so much of what we know as Blue Note Records. Let's hear some outstanding examples, beginning with this tear-up by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. All of this from the original Blue Note vinyl on the Vinyl Experience. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
remembering the recording engineer Rudy Van Gelder on The Vinyl Experience, with Art Blakey, The Jazz Messengers, and A Night in Tunisia, and just there, Donald Byrd and Cristo Redentor. These are the classic tracks of great straight-ahead jazz, late 50s, early 60s. This is the post-bop era. This is Blue Note Records. This is the sound of early stereo. This is all about the room, the groove, the vibe, mic placement, the kinds of microphones that Rudy liked to use. I'm using one right now. I've fired up the old Tube U47 Neumann microphone to record my voice today because I felt that it would honor him and the sound that he created there and here with Joe Henderson and Blue Bossa, another Blue Note beauty, as we remember Rudy Van Gelder on The Vinyl Experience.
Thank you. Thank you.
made by Rudy Van Gelder for Blue Note Records in the late 50s and early 60s. Lou Donaldson, Blues Walk, and Joe Henderson, Blue Bossa on the Vinyl Experience. Horace Silver's Song for My Father is another classic Van Gelder engineered album, and one that is known to rock fans because Steely Dan nicked a little bit of this melody.
We'll be right back.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. Remembering Rudy Van Gelder, recording engineer, Toots Thielemann, harmonica and guitar player, and a fellow who didn't play instruments. He did sing, he danced. He was a comedian, an all-around talent, a movie star, and someone who is very much beloved to a generation who grew up with, amongst other things, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which we're hearing the main title of right now, and that would be Gene Wilder. There are many wonderful Wilder LPs to seek out, the original cast recordings of The Producers and Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles. It's all there on wax, and it's there forever on film, remembering Gene Wilder and his wonderful world of comic imagination. There's more Vinyl Experience to discover in the archives at PRN.FM. Don't forget to spin those Vinyl Experience stations on iHeartRadio. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.